LeBron James loses respect for Air Jordan, NFL owner passing out cash, and Cristiano Ronaldo, Young Money or not. First, it took 90 days for the Lakers to hire Byron Scott. It's a four-year deal worth $17 million. B. Scott says now it's all about the defense.
Good hire.
LeBron James, I guess he lost respect for Air Jordan. This is what he had to say back in 2010.
I think no guy in the NBA should ever wear 23. I think, you know, he can't get the NBA logo. Much respect to Jerry West. So I think, you know, his number shouldn't be worn by any player in the NBA. So I'm thinking about just changing my number next year.
All right. He took to social media to say he's going back to 23. Said it's only right.
So but how's he disrespecting Michael Jordan?
Because he just said on tape that nobody should ever should wear 23.
Well, if there's anybody that should, it's him.
Really?
I disagree.
No.
I disagree.
No.
No one should wear.
So what are you going to do about all your Jordans that say 23 on them?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I disagree.
When it's all said and done, LeBron would be the best player to ever play the game.
Well, then get your own number.
Yeah. Well, he grew up on the dude.
I don't care. And everyone else, he's not. Listen.
I'm sorry. Michael Jordan has been mean to this man.
I don't give a good.
Oh, wow. This is personal for you.
So he's going to steal his number?
It's personal.
It does sound personal, too.
But it didn't make any sense for him
to
change his number to 6.
They're all going
to
laugh at me.
Because that's Bill Russell's number.
Well, yeah, it does make sense. Dollars and cents.
Right, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Huh? Dr. J's number. We can go on and on and on. Right. The battle continues. The Sterling's back in court today. His superstar, soccer superstar, that is, Cristiano Ronaldo, Young Money or not, I'll tell you in minutes. But first, NFL camps in full swing. Owner Jim Irsay of the Colts may be doing a little damage control since his arrest 4 months ago. I hear he made it rain on Saturday at camp, throwing out $100 bills to the fans.
Nice.
I mean, it doesn't matter when cash is involved. Of course, he is due in court next month. Now, Redskins DeSean Jackson, he's in camp as well, but he's also a breeder. He has teamed up with an L.A. kennel to sell his new American bull puppies. You want one?
Really?
$1,200 each.
Oh, my God.
TMZ Sports reported last week that soccer superstar Cristiano Ronaldo was signing with Lil Wayne's new sports management company. Well, we know Ronaldo tweeted that his management company would not change. That kind of threw us off a little bit. But the word is he's definitely Young Money, and Lil Wayne's company will handle his U.S. affairs as far as marketing and branding and the whole nine. Yeah. In sad news, 45-year-old Roy Jones still fighting, may be broke. He beat a bum, Courtney Frye, in another country. That's 4 wins in a row. In other news, Mike Tyson, the youngest heavyweight champion ever, told the AP he wants Jamie Foxx to play him in a biopic. Says he's already spoke to Jamie Foxx about the role over at Jay. So,
I don't know
well,
about that.
I added to Jay, but that's what he said. Well, you know, Jamie Foxx has been doing his voice forever.
All right
now, get this. Tom Glavine, Greg Maddox, Tony La Russa, Joe Torre, all along with Frank Thomas, all inducted into the Hall of Fame over the weekend. But what stood out to me is what Frank Thomas had to say to the youngins.
To all you kids out there, just remember one thing from today. There's no shortcuts to success. Mm-hmm. Hard work, dedication, commitment. Stay true to who you are. God bless you all, and I thank you.
Nice.
Hey, Daniel Bryan, former wrestling champ, caught some burglars coming out of his house. He put one of them in a sleeper hole.
Oh. Bro,